This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The acting U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan is defending last week's immigration raids on food processing plants in Mississippi. But he told NBC's Meet the Press that the timing was unfortunate, coming just days after a gunman targeted and killed 22 Hispanics in a mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. McAleenan said 32 of the migrants arrested were released within an hour of their detention and 270 within a day, oftentimes because of child care concerns. Television footage had showed children weeping when they realized parents had been detained in the raids. Muslim worshippers and Israeli police have clashed at a major Jerusalem holy site during prayers marking the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Adha. Reuters' Emir McCarthy reports.
Palestinians clashed with Israeli police on Sunday outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, where tens of thousands of Muslim worshippers were gathered for the Eid al-Adha holiday. Police fired sound grenades and there were scuffles in the packed compound outside the site, which is revered by Muslims and Jews and is one of the most sensitive sites in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Tensions have mounted at the Flashpoint complex as Eid al-Adha this year overlaps with the Jewish fast day of Tisha B'Av. Police initially barred the entry of non-Muslim visitors in an effort to avoid friction at the mosque before clashes erupted.
That's Emma McCarthy of Reuters. The Saudi-led coalition launched a strike against Yemen's port city of Aden on Sunday to support the government after a Houthi attack. The Western-backed coalition said it attacked an area that was a direct threat to the Saudi-backed government. The target of the coalition strike was not immediately clear. This is VOA News. Police fired tear gas inside a train station.